Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, we're geeking out over some changes at Google with Freddie Hunt of 1UP Web. Today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, Benetrends, and VetFran. Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more at vetfran.org. Freddie Hunt is the director of SEO and content marketing at 1UP Web, and he's got some news for us on something happening over at Google. Freddie, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Jack.
So you brought to my attention a problem or an update or something that's causing some panic in the streets over the Google page experience. Give us an overview first. What is going on over there?
Yeah, certainly. Google did something it doesn't usually do. Back in November, it had announced that it is making a large update to its core algorithm. So whenever Google announces that it's going to be updating the algorithm, it usually draws a lot of attention. It means that it's something major. So Google had announced that it is going to be placing a premium on page experience come May 2021. A few months ago, Google actually pushed that back to mid-June. So we have a little bit more time. But as we approach that deadline, there are a lot of marketers who are freaking out, wondering if their website is going to tank once this algorithm launches.
So what are they looking for? Is it literally consumers having a good experience on a page? What types of things do you think they're looking for?
Yeah, Google did a really good job detailing exactly what contributes to page experience. And there are seven factors. Okay, so a lot of them we already knew were important, like HTTPS. You can't have malware on your site, so security. The ad experience has to be user-friendly, right? You can't have any pop-ups that are impossible to close out of. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And your website has to be mobile-friendly. So those are all things that we already knew were important, but Google is saying that they're going to be even more important and more heavily weighted as a ranking factor. And as part of that, there are three factors known as core web vitals. And those are FID, CLS, and LCP. And those acronyms stand for First Input Delay, Cumulative Layout Shift, and Largest Contentful Paint. And basically what those mean is web page speed, so how quickly it loads, and how much it shifts around as it's loading. Have you ever been to a website and try to click a button and an ad loads somewhere on the page and everything shifts and you end up clicking on the wrong element?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's talking about. So that is not a good experience. You want the page to load quickly and you don't want things to move around very much.
There were some people freaking out already. Did they get some bad results already, or are they just worried about having to make changes by when this happens in June?
Well, what happened in mid-April, Google released a new tool through Google Search Console, and that's basically like our direct line to Google as webmasters to see how our website's performing. They released a new tool that gave you a score. It lets you know what percent of your URLs are providing a good experience. And that measurement hasn't been kind to a lot of web. So marketers see that, you know, 0% of their URLs are good and they freak out and they're afraid that their website is going to completely tank in search results as soon as this algorithm rolls out.
Are you anticipating that a lot of sites will actually tank, or is it just something in the reporting that is getting people fired up?
I think that it's just a scary report. I don't want to drum up panic. I think there are a lot of SEOs out there who do and make this out to be a bigger deal than it is. I do think it's important, but I don't think it's reason to panic. If you do look into this page experience metric, you know, the percent of good URLs, there are a lot of reports that contribute to that ultimate percent of URLs good. So it's very wise to dissect that a little bit to see where the real problems are on your website. And if you read the fine print, you know, if you keep clicking those little tool tips that Google has, you'll see that the report's not perfect. There's a lag, and that you should really be focusing on the problem areas rather than using that as a real-time measurement of how well your website is performing.
Okay. What else should people be doing, and what are maybe some other takeaways that people can start working on right now this week?
I'd say right now this week, definitely go into Google Search Console and see where you are. I would expect that most websites are already mobile friendly. They already have HTTPS. They already have good security. And the ad experience, at least from the websites that I've seen, there's not enough data to really give them a good or bad grade on that. But for the most part, those four areas are good. So the three areas you need to really focus on are core web vitals. And this seems to be the hangup. So the core web vitals, again, there are three metrics, FID, CLS, and LCP, essentially website speed and stability, and mobile friendliness. Those are the four factors that contribute to the page experience metric that we're talking about, the scary one that says, you know, X percent of URLs are good. Most of the problems lay in those core web vitals. So drill into that section and see which pages need to be improved and prioritize those pages. Inside the report, you'll see that Google groups URLs together. So there are different page groupings. And a lot of times, the issues that are being flagged are global, meaning that you could solve or improve a certain element on your website, and that is going to improve the page experience for hundreds of pages across your website. So that's a really good place to start, because it can turn a large swath of your pages from red to yellow and then yellow to green. Green being good URLs, yellow needs improvement, and red being bad URLs.
Got it. Any other takeaways when it comes to this new page experience situation?
Yeah. Well, I guess speaking to franchisors, a lot of franchisors may be hearing from their franchisees about this update because there are a lot of local SEO vendors who are trying to incite panic and trying to make this a bigger deal than it may be.
Yeah.
And I'm not discounting that this is important. This is certainly important, but I don't think you need to have 100% good URLs come mid-June when this starts to roll out. So don't panic. That would be my advice.
Take a breath.
take a deep breath. Look at the report. I imagine you'll have to focus, or you'll want to focus mostly on core web vitals to get more of your URLs in good graces. But just know that it's okay to make slow progress. The page experience metric that we're talking about, the real scary one, it's not perfect. There is a lag. And Google even says this should be taken as, a hint. You know, are your pages getting better? Like, are they improving? Are you showing progress? Or are most of your pages better than not? So really just use it as a measurement of progress rather than a measurement of perfection. And another good reason why you don't need to have a perfect score of 100% good URLs is because not all of your indexable URLs hold any organic search value at all. You know, there are a lot of pages on our website that, you know, they don't need to perform well in organic search.
Right. You pretty much want certain pages to outperform, and that's where you want to send people, not to some, you know, third level explanation that if that's where they show up first, it might not make sense. Do I have that right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So if you are striving for perfection, you're going to end up wasting a lot of time trying to improve, you know, the speed on pages that really don't matter to your bottom line and to your organic search representation. And if you look at the average, the franchise website, the pages that really matter, you know, of course, your homepage, your national service pages, and your franchise homepages. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, you know, like your franchise about us page, you know, those types of pages really aren't that important, or your blog category pages, you know, those don't need to rank well in organic search. So it's okay if they provide a subpar user experience.
I like that idea of focusing on where you want the traffic to go to begin with and not wasting time on other places. That's some great advice. When we come back, we're going to have some information we can share where people can go if they're having trouble with this and get some better advice. And also, Freddie, I want to ask you about some content calendar questions that I had. But first, a quick word about Northeast Color. Northeast Color produces branded interior decor and custom signage solutions for the franchise industry, with a special focus on value engineering. They work with franchisors to re-engineer their existing signage packages to lower costs on materials, shipping, and installation, all while maintaining the integrity of their client's brand. In short, Northeast Color literally makes things better. Find out more at northeastcolor.com. Freddie Hunt from 1UP Web is joining us today. And Freddie, one of the things that you mentioned that you're doing a lot of work in these days is managing content calendars for franchise brands. Tell me a little bit about your work in that area.
Yeah, we started producing content calendars for our franchise clients about 7 years ago. And what had started out as a glorified spreadsheet basically has evolved into an online content calendar platform.
You just described the Social Geek Radio content calendar, man. You gave away all my secrets.
I have seen a lot of very fancy Google Sheets out there that everyone's working from. And, you know, that's not a bad method, but it does get a little hard to manage after a while, especially if you have, you know, a dozen people in there poking around. But that's exactly what ours started out as. You know, it was a Excel spreadsheet. Then it became a PDF. And once that PDF got to about 100 pages, we decided to take it all online. So we actually have a product, a content calendar product known as Condario. For our clients to log in, see all of the research, see all of the blogs and social content that we have planned for the year. And I think the most valuable part of this system is that it also houses all of the assets. So, you know, you don't have to catch a bunch of Word documents and GIFs and videos in your email.
Yeah.
You can always just log into Condario and find that content exactly where it's supposed to be on the calendar.
Oh, that's very cool. How far out in advance are you typically doing these content calendars for franchise brands? Is it 12 months out, or do you have some situations where it's coming up a lot quicker than that? What's the typical timeline?
Yeah, that's a really great question. For a while, we liked to plan everything out 12 months in advance. You know, you do the heavy lifting at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you just execute. I think it's very valuable to be flexible, right?
Want to be able to because little things like a pandemic may come along.
Exactly.
Mid-year, yeah.
It really helps to be flexible. So for most of our content calendars, we're working 3 months in advance. So we'll have a quarterly meeting, talk about you know, different concepts that we want to work on, and then execute. And usually deliver all of the content calendar assets, whether that's blogs or videos or what we call social shorts, which is basically, you know, a GIF or a social post or stylized photo. We'll deliver all of those a month ahead of the posting month, so the client has plenty of time to review and schedule posts and everything else they need to do with it.
And I would assume with it being online like this, your whole team, the client's team, maybe even some other creatives or, you know, freelancers or something that's working with the client, everybody can play in this sandbox, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's very important to us, you know, having buy-in from our client and whoever else is an extension of their team. We know the brands we work with pretty well, but we'll never know the brands as well as the people who work there and live it day in and day out. So having them a part of, you know, the planning, the conceptualizing process, it is very, very helpful.
Excellent. Freddie, if anybody would like some more information, either on the content calendar work that you guys are doing or on the way that you're helping franchisors with the Google Page Experience update situation, where can we send them?
Yeah, for more information on our content calendar platform, you can go to Condario.com. So Condario.com, and you can read all about what that platform entails. And it's more than a platform. Like, yeah, the technology is impressive, but I'd say our process is probably more valuable. Just our ways of working, the methodology that goes on behind the scenes is just as important as the technology.
I totally agree. Any franchise marketing organization, the technology is nice. It's all about the process. It's all about the flow. Yep.
Absolutely. So you can learn about both, you know, the platform itself and the process that we take at Condario.com. And for more information on the page experience update, we have a really great blog on oneupweb.com. So I suppose you could just Google page experience oneupweb and you'll probably get the blog at the top of your search results.
Cool. I'll get that link and have it in today's show notes so everyone can find it easily too. So, well, thank you, Freddie. We will be checking back in with you maybe a little bit later in this year to see how everyone is doing with the Google page experience and to see what else comes our way in the second half of 2021. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Before we go, a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.